FAO's Food Price Index for February has just been released. The index is a measure of the monthly change in international prices of major food commodities. Here to explain more about what we are seeing in this month's index is Michael Griffin, FAO's dairy and livestock market expert. Mr. Griffin, thank you for joining me.
Thank you very much, Sandra. It's a pleasure to be here.
What were the general trends for February?
The FAO price index averaged 179.4 points in February. This was down 1.8 points, or 1%, from its January value, and 2.9 points, or 14%, below its level for February 2014. Prices of cereals, meat, and especially sugar dipped, while they remained steady in the case of oils and rebounded sharply in the case of dairy products. The index has been on a declining path since April 2014 and has now reached its lowest value since July 2010.
What were the drivers that caused these overall lower prices?
The first thing to mention would be the favourable outlook for production of a number of crops during 2015. This includes the cereals, most oilseeds and sugar. Additionally, for many of these products, stocks are also strong. Also, we need to remember that a number of currencies have declined in value against the US dollar in recent months, and that in calculating the index, we use the US dollar as our base currency. One exception to this has been prices for dairy products, which rose, particularly those for milk powder. This was a reflection of dry to drought conditions in New Zealand, which is the largest dairy exporting country, and limited availability of export supplies from other countries. At the moment, there's uncertainty as production moves from the southern to the northern hemisphere. Therefore, the rise in price reflects this fact.
You mentioned cereals, and today the first cereal brief of 2015 was released. Have there been any significant changes since the last brief?
Overall, there's been very few changes. We should indicate, however, that there are marginally higher estimates for world cereal production in 2014, which would indicate that this would be a record year for output at 2,534 million tonnes. This would be 0.5% higher than 2013, which was in itself a record year. Also, stocks and trade are forecast higher.
What's the general forecast for cereals in the coming year?
At this early stage, when plantings of most cereals have yet to start, we can only provide some preliminary forecasts about wheat production in 2015. FAO's first forecast for wheat, published today, indicates a slight reduction of around 1% from the record in 2014 to 720 million tonnes. This expected reduction would be mostly on account of lower anticipated output in Europe. Early indications of winter wheat planting suggest favourable conditions and larger areas planted in North America and the Near East. Overall, early prospects for cereal supplies in 2015-16 remain favourable, thanks to large stocks accumulated over the previous seasons.
And based on what you've learned from these latest reports, should we keep our eyes on any specific commodities?
Based on the factors discussed, prices for most products have followed a downward trend over recent months. Currently, supply, demand, and climatic conditions indicate that for most commodities, this could continue, at least in the short term. An exception is the dairy sector, which incidentally experienced the sharpest fall of all commodity groups over the past 12 months. There, limited supplies are expected to see prices rise.
Are there any developments that could affect the outlook in the coming months?
Perhaps the first thing to mention would be exchange rates against the US dollar. There's been considerable movements over recent months, and we have to see what will happen during the coming months. Then secondly, climatic conditions, as most of the estimates assume normal conditions at the moment, but we have to see how the year progresses. For example, as I've mentioned, there have been much drier than normal conditions in Oceania, and also at the beginning of the year there were heavier than usual rains in South America.
Mr. Griffin, thank you.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.